ないっすか。Parshas Ba'aloyscha Rashi brings Lomenes Mocha Parshas Hamenoiru the Parshas Hanasiyim Lefi Shechishara Aaron Chanukas Hanasiyim Chol Shadaitoi Shaloi Hoye Imon B'Chanukah Loi Huva Loi Shiftoi Sai Mitzad Denosi and Sai Mitzad Shevet Levi that wasn't represented Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecho Chayecho Loshen of Shvua by your life Shelcho Gedoyle Mishalohem Sha'at Amad Lekumete V'Saneiris. There's a lot of this forum talk about what it means, the Inyan of the Neiros. The Neiros represents the Eir of Torah, represents the Neir of Chanukah. It represents that Aaron, as opposed to representing just his Shevet, represents the Eir of Torah that's Meir for Gans Klal Yisrael. But there's a derher over here, it says, Chol Shadaitoi, the Lashon of Rashi is Chayecho. So that can be translated, Chayecho, es Geter on in the Leben. He took it to heart, he took it to his life. If you really care about something that much, then yes, Shelcha Gedoyle Mishalachem. A person has to know how much emphasis and importance he puts on something that it means the life to him. Adkama, that it means the life to him, so then he'll get it. The emesis, it says later on in the parsha that it was Begnusan Shel Yisrael, that they weren't Makrav Karban Pesach. And the Mefarshim ask, Seder, they weren't able to be Makrav Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is only when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but the pshat is, if you know, when you really want something, when for Pesach Sheni, when they asked Lomani Gora, they got it. When a person really wants something, if he puts enough emphasis on it, he'll be able to get it. But it has to mean the life to him. His life is dependent on it. I heard a very interesting mashal that Medrash Be'etzim brings, that when a person goes up Lo'olam Emes, and he was in Am Haaretz, and they come to him with tainus, lama loy lamadat the Torah, the Gemara, the Shas, and Poiskim, and he answers, Bitzedek, I didn't have the Seichel, I didn't have the Koiches, I didn't have the Moyach. So they ask, what did you do? He says, I was a fisherman. So they say to him, Herzu, to be a fisherman, what did you do? Well, I had to make nets, I had to go get flax and prepare the nets and put it in the water and get the fish. And it's a whole parasha, and he explains that he was able to do that. So they said, for that you had your Choylus, you had Koyach, you had Moyach. Why didn't you have the Torah? And the Shaila is, the Chayritz Mamash Apella, you can compare learning up a Shvera Toysvis, a Rambam, having an Oymek in Havonas HaTorah compared to fresh fish sold here, to be able to make nets for fishing. So the Pshat and the Medrash is, it's not saying that it's just as hard. But the Emes is Avad, it's Bechlal, much easier just to make fishing nets. But how do you even know to do that? That's also a Parsha, that's also hard, that's also requires a Gevissa Kishrin. He said, yeah, but that my livelihood depended on that. You have to live. Oh, you had to live. If it was as important to you, the Limud HaTorah, or any noisei, chayecha es geiter on in Leben, at kama that it's a geiter on in Leben that much, so kemoikein, you'll be able to be matzliach if that's how much you want it. That's the first message over here, I have over here. Now it says, there's a fascinating thing, there's so many different pshatim in it. It says, vayas kein aroin, Melamed shvachoi shel aroin sheloi shino. And there's a lot of different shatim. What does it mean, melamed sheloi shino? The Al Shech HaKadosh explains that Be'emes, even though this was in the Mishkan, it wasn't even in the Mokam HaMikdosh yet. La'osid, when Klal Yisrael is going to get to the Mikdosh, La'osid in the past, yeah, when and in the future. When they're going to get to the Mikdosh Shalamat is Mechuvin Keneged, the Mikdosh Shalamala. But Aaron already, even in the Midbar, even in the Mishkan, he was already sheloi shino. He knew how that it could be Mechuvin Keneged, Mikdosh Shalamala. I saw brought down a pshat from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev. He said, if I was given that job to be able to be Madlik Umeitiv Asaneiris, Meiroiv Hislavus, and Meiroiv Pachad, and Noirois from the Inyan, I would have dropped the oil, and things would spill and fall, and I wouldn't be Matzliach Bechlal. Malamit Shalai Shina, that Aaron HaKoyen did it with a certain regio, with a certain calmness, with a certain mahalach, that Mosun, even though Avada, he was mislahev umislahev acharel, but not that he spilled oil. Another pshat malamet shalayshina, that he didn't become a balgaiva, it wasn't oil oil roish, that he was able to do it. Another pshat malamet shalayshina, you know, by everyone, Avada, there are different times, different kufis, loy harei, what your tfilas ne'ilo or mincha on Yom Kippur compared to a mincha just at the beginning of Zman. And loy harei, maybe the mincha of the first day of the Zman, then stamazo yichveis, and bein hazmanim, and we're in, later on in the Zman, and the soif hazman. Emtza Hazman. Shaloishina, that no matter which time it was always Keseder with the same Darga. It never went down. Maybe this is appropriate when in Parshas Baloischa, okay, in Chutzlar, it's eventually they'll get up to Parshas Baloischa, but then it's a time when already we go upstate, downstate, middle state, all kind of different places. No, Melamed Shaloishina, Melamed Shfache Shal Arain, it doesn't make a difference. Baloischa is even when we're moving, it blibes always with the same Tmidim Kesidra. Another nakuda of this Tamidim Kesidra, and it's interesting, the Chasam Sofer says, a pshat, Aaron HaKohen was Madlik the Neiris every single day. He didn't have to, it's kosher bizarre, but he was Loishina, he did it every day. Now the emes is, the Gemara says in Yuma that Ketoires is a skula for Ashirus. Ketoires is a skula for Ashirus. So one should think that at least once let him do the Ketoires. You can't do both, it's at the same time. Zesh Hidlik Esener is not the one that's be mocked to the Ketoires. It was done at the same time. And yet, Aaron was Loishina, not even once. Because Menorah represents Torah, and representing Torah means Adasoif. To be Mevater on the Yashirus. We know the famous Mishnah with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, that someone comes to him and says, you know, I'll come to my place, I'll give you Elof Alfi Din Rezov. He says, no, I don't want Toivli Torah Spicha Me'alfi Zov V'Chesef. And it's Yadua, Toivli Torah Spicha Me'alfi Zov V'Chesef, Reb David Pavarsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, they used to say, people think, Toivli Torah Spicha Me'alfi Zov V'Chesef means if you have a choice to be a Talmud Chocha Muflag and no Kol HaTorah Kula, but to be an Ani Morud, or to be an Asher Muflag, but a total Am Aretz, Toivli Torah Spicha Me'alfi Zov V'Chesef. He said, no, that's not the pshat. Toivli Torah Spicha is a Faknation Torah. To be a Talmud Chocha Muflag that knows Kol HaTorah Kula and a lot of Shas, Poiskim Rambam. But to be choser, a havana, in one idea, a kenach in Torah, and to be an usher muflug, or to be an ani marud, but to have also that toisefes, kenach, a toisefes havana in something, avdem oichet is toivli teres picham avis avachesef. Malamet shvachish al arain, that he only wanted menorah, he didn't want keteres. We know that the emes, there's a skula, a sandik, the Rama brings, is a skula for ashiris, because the sandik is the dmus of the mizbeach haketeres. And being in that surah of the Mizbeach HaKetoiris is the Ashiris. They asked the stipler. He was sandik many times. The Emes says Reb Chaim was sandik kamat every day. For dozens of years he was sandik every day. But never said tachnan. But the stipler was sandik many times. They asked him, where's the Ashiris? There's a school for Ashiris. Where's the Ashiris? So there were times when he pointed to the Kehilas Yankiv, to the Saif, to the Sforim, which either he meant the fact the schus to write Sforim is an Ashiris. Well, some say no, he pushed and meant. He made money, he sold the sforum, and that was his parnosa. That's the money. That was the geld of the Ashiris. Zem Genuk. At other times he pointed to his son Reb Chaim, that was the Ashiris. Akaponim, that's the school of Ketoiris to have Ashiris. Yet another Pshat, Vayas Kain Aaron, interesting Pshat. We know that the Oyer of the Menorah represents Betzim, the Oragonos. There are 36 Neiros on Chanukah, there are 36 Mesechtes that have Talmud Bavli. And the 36 hours that the Or was Meir in the Tchila Simei Habriya, either on Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and Yom Shlishi, until there was Ma'oiris, or some say because Friday and Shabbos, that time before Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden, was for 36 hours straight, from Friday morning till Maitza Shabbos, was 36 hours of Or. But either way, there were 36 Shois of Or, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ra'a that the Or was not Roy, and he was Goinezit. He was goinazit in the 36 Masechtas of Talmud Bavli. He was goinazit in the 36 Neiris of Chanukah. And the Shavachah Shel Aaron is that the Menorah is now Shaif to that. So there's a beautiful diak. If you look in Parshas Bereishis, Keseder in Parshas Bereishis, Vayomer Lekim, Tachia Oretz, Vayehi Kain, Yishritzu Hamayim, Vayehi Kain. Dozens of times it keeps on saying different Shlavim in the Briah, Vayehi Kain. There's one place where it says, Vayomer Lekim, Yehi Oyer, Vayehi Oyer. It doesn't say Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer Vayehi Kain. Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer Vayehi Oyer. Zok the Malbim, because it wasn't Kain. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Shina. The Oyer was supposed to be Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer. Now here in this world, and it wasn't. Hashem was Meshane. He was Goiniz the Oyer. The Tzadikim Lasid Lavai. The Velt says Lasid Lavai doesn't mean in the future. It's in the past, in the future from Tchilas Abriya. For the Tzadikim Shebuchol Dor Vador that are Osid to come. From then, that already were and are here, Ba'over and Behoivin. But B'cholifin, he was Mishane. Vayas Kain Aaron. Melamed Shaloi Shina. Aaron is bringing back now this Oiragon is here, Bahayalma. So Vayas Kain, what over there, it couldn't say Kain because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishane. So it said by he or by Aaron it was Malamit Shaloshina, Vayas Kain Shaloshina. This Vasemis writes that Shaloshina means he wasn't Farshlofin. He didn't do it when a Farshlofin dekahed, he did it with a Lebedekait. Shina Meloshin, sleeping. There's another Nakuda though, Malamit Shaloshina is like we mentioned already, to do something Tog Teglach again and again and again every single day. Koyach of Hergel. There's a Moiridika power of doing something with the Koyach of Hergel. Anything that's worthwhile, it's not Kedai that you grad to do it. A Mida, a Tchuna, a Koyach, and Torah, and Avoid, and Yerushamayim, whatever it is, if you akoine it to Koyach Hergel, then it becomes part of you and it becomes your Metzias. There's nothing that's worthwhile that it's not Kedai to do the Hergel. But it's an Avoid to do something with Hergel, to be Margel, Tog Teglach, never to miss. And who other than Hergel needs Hergel? To be able to be Margel yourself, to do something that's also in Yin of Hergel. We're holding in the Yemei Yeshiva of Moran Rosh HaYeshiva, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, Rab Gershon. He was, for over 80 years, in Ponovich, he came as a Bacher, and then Malamed Shaloshina, he stayed there, and became a Ram, a Rosh Yeshiva, a Ha Rosh Yeshiva, all of his life. The emes is, he came really as a young Bacher to Eretz Yisrael, and his father was very worried about the situation in Eretz Yisrael then in the 30s. There was not really too much going on over here. And he learned with them in the house. Him and his brother, Rabbi Yankiv and Rabbi Gershon, two brothers. And he learned with them in the house. They lived in a place called Ramat HaSharon. It's in the center of the country. There was nothing much going on. They learned in the house. There was one time when they went to see the Chazon Ish, who was living in another place called Bnei Brak, which was just as Torah as Ramat HaSharon. And Ramat HaSharon was Reb Tzvi Eglerstein, and Bnei Brak was the Chazon Ish. It was very, very few Yidden Shomer Torah mitzvahs. And they came into him and they learned. They were learning Givomis, and he spoke to them in learning. And they were very nispol. Reb Chazon Ish was nispol. And a few months later, he met them again, and he asked them, "Was Herzog with Givomis?" So they looked at his spilus. The Chazon Ish, you remember that we met you once, and we said we're learning Givomis. You remember from just once? So the Chazon Ish said, I'm not sure if he meant it seriously, but he said, "Vifel mol ichab das gechazert." You're right. You told me once. But he told me you learned Yivomis. I chazered it. I don't know if he meant it. He chazered it. He took it with a festkeit. Becholofen, they continued learning in their house, and eventually, the Ponovizhirov, who was a Holocaust survivor, and he came near the end of the war, after his family and his yeshiva were all killed in Ponovich. And he came, Be'emes, on one hand, Mamash Tzebrochen, but on the other hand, he came to build. He made a Beis Yisoymim, he made a Beis Atavshil, and then he's had this big plan in this place in the middle of nowhere called Bnei Brak, near the outskirts of this little village. There was a big hill, and he said that he's going to build a yeshiva, and he had big plans. He told people he's going to build a Zagroisa Beis Medrash. He's going to be able to hold 100 bachrim in the Beis Medrash. And they looked at him. There was 5 bachrim in the yeshiva, Reb Gershon Edelstein, Reb Yankov Edelstein, and 3 other bachrim that were the original Talmidim. So they said, "You're sleeping. The Shloftzich, Malamed Shaloshina." I'm sorry, I ruined the story. They said, "The Cholims." The Cholims, he says, a Cholim, a Brich Shlofnish. And he was one of the first Malamed Shaloshina, and 80 years later, I don't think, I challenge someone to find me someone in history that Talmidim Kesidron was Moiser Shirim for over 80 years. Ashir Yoimi, Tog Teglach, and all the kufas of his life. Ashir Yoimi to Talmidim for over 80 years. On Yoim Shlishi, the Yoim of the Petira, early in the morning, there's a Ksav Yadavit. He was writing the Mar Makomis to the few people that came to him in the hospital. He was going to say Shir. It was going to be on video also. He was going to say Shir. He was preparing the Mar Makomis for the Shir. I don't know if in history there was such a thing. So over 80 years, Mamish Tog Teglach. A few shiurim a day, but for sure, mamash ben hazman also, but for sure during this month, sidra yeshiva, melamed shaloshina. Yet another pshat, melamed shaloshina. You know, there's a lot of pshatim in melamed shaloshina. The Chasam Sofer says a pshat. Hadlokas ner is kosher bizar, and the MS Aaron could have been mevatim and let a zor do it. What's more, this is on Yoim Petiras Bonov. The Emes, he should have been be'evel and in a shvera matziv. And no, Malamed Shaloshina, even on that day, min hamikdash leteitze, Aaron HaKoyen, in any situation, letav and lemutav, continued by Yaskein Aaron. Yeah. Okay, there's another parasha here in the another noise. The parsha of the Levim. It says, the etnes alevim, the sunan la aaron, the bonof mitoich b'nei Yisrael. Rashi already brings over here in the Chumash that it says in the word in this pasuk, b'nei Yisrael, five times. Melameid, lo'idiach ibosan shal Yisrael, that it's chaviv to them like the chamishuchim sheitayra. But you have to realize that the Levim are be'etzem the center of Klal Yisrael. The emesis, we know, in the Mikdash, or in the Mishkan and the Midbar, there was Machan Eshchino, there was Machan Eleviyah, and then there was Machan Yisrael. The Machan Eshchino, what connects the Hamoin, the Klal Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, to the Shechino? The Levim. The Levim are the Emtsoi. Through them, they're the ones that are represent the Loimdei HaTorah, the Omlei HaTorah, the Rambam writes of Ad in Hilchas Shmita V'Yoyvel, the Loi Shevet Levi Mulvad, El Kol Mishenesoi Libay, could be from Shevet Levi, but Shevet Levi represents the medium. The Pnim, that's Mechaber, anyone from Klal Yisrael to Shechina. Remez Nifla, the Gra brings, take the word Yisrael, spell out the word Yisrael. Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. Sin is Shin Yud Nun. Reish Yud Shin. Aleph and then Lamed. The middle ois of Yud, Shin, Reish, Aleph and Lamed, it spells out Levium. Because the center of Klal Yisrael is the Levium, the Pnimius. That's what it means. I saw brought down, it says that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be Toichoi Kibaroi. So there's a remez, Toichoi Kibaroi. Toichoi, what's the middle letters, the Pnimius letters of Toichoi? Is Chavov, 26, Shem Havaya. Then that's when the Pnimius is Chavov. Kibaroi, by Kibaroi Fakeret, the Pnimius, the outside letters are Chavov. But a person has to be that when the Havaya that's Shoichen in him, it's not just an Oifen Chitzoini. It's Taka, in the Pnim of the person itself, He becomes a merkava for Shechina, a remez. I saw, you know, we say in English, a person says he has a life. What's the inside of life? If is if, you know, in Lashon Kodesh we say Chaim. The pnim of Chaim is Yud Yud. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is a person. I mean, if you spell life in Hebrew, it's Lamed Yud Yud Pei. It also has two Yuds inside. But if it's Chaim, then it's Taka that the pnim. If the Pnim is good, I heard once a Maisa from Rav Shalom Shvadron, right after the Six-Day War, there was a tremendous hischaskus all over the country, and Rav Shalom Shvadron was going over all over the country, being mechazik, even in the Ori HaSoda, that were rochik maybe from Yiddishkeit, and he was being mechazik them. There's one place he came, they were sitting, taroivis, men and women, he told them to separate. There was a tumult about it, but he was stark about it. And then he was speaking about the neflois that happened, and someone that was a soldier, a hooked soldier, came to say that in the Six-Day War, there was mamash nisim v'neflois, shalaika derech hateva, he was mamash bespilus, and mamash shalaika derech hateva, and he has pictures of it, because he had a camera as he was going through the and he took pictures. But then, with davoino, unfortunately, there was no film. He had forgotten to put the film. No, it's the film. Didn't have film. So Rav Shalom Shadron said, it was mamish moifa shloika derech hateva, right? So send in that the pictures would come out without the film. Could be shloika derech hateva also. Anyway, shloika derech hateva. The guy says, no, there's no film. There's nothing inside. He said, oh, you understand. If there's nothing inside, if the pnimius is not there, then you're not able to get to anything. Avada, even if you want to buy from Nisim, it has to be that first you have to have a basis of pnimius. You have right to the parasha of Pesach Sheni. The pasuk says, "V'ha'ish asher hu tahor uvaderech loyhoya." There's a Meirut Gevurot from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that a person wants to have steiging in Torah, it has to be that he remains within the koyste beis hamedrash. If a person goes out, if you go out, then it's not going to be the same. So he says it's nirmaz in the pasuk, "V'ha'ish asher hu tahor uvaderech loyhoya." He blives in the Beis Medrash. He's not Baderech. I saw brought down from the Goyin a very similar idea, but the Niggin is different. He reads the words, V'ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech? Eh, red zechayim, loy hoya, nishdo azazach. If you go Baderech, then nowadays you could be in the Beis Medrash and you could bring the Derech inside. There's Eifanim. A person could be, but you need a Tfilas Haderech. He's a Tfilas Haderech, Taka. In the Kaisa Beis Medrash, but Avad, it's supposed to be, you leave that out. There's a Gevaldik Araya to this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tess, we mentioned it before. Omer Rav Yosi ben Kisma. Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Baderach. And the Emes says, I'll be makdim to you. Very interesting. The Chazanish never spoke publicly. He came to Eretz Yisrael and right away got involved in the Klal. And he was very involved in the Klal, but not, he didn't publicly speak. There was one time they asked him to speak, and he said he was noise, whatever the reason was, to speak, and he spoke for 3 minutes. He said this Mishnah. He said over the Mishnah, Omer Rabbi Yisim and Kisma, Pamachas Yisim Halach Baderach, Pogabi Yodem Echad, the Omer, they come live with me, with Kesef and Zov, and he says, Ein Ani Dor Elo B'mokim Toyer. That was the Drosha. B'cholofen is a Diach Nifla in this Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Yisim and Kisma, Pamachas Hayisim Halach Baderach. One time, the whole time he was in the Beis Medrash. One time, Hayisim Halach Baderach, what happens? Comes a guy, ready, come with me, we move to Texas, we'll make things, this, no. The Pam Achas Ayisi Mahalach Baderach, and he's already telling him to go places. Now it says Behemshech in the Parsha, Al Pi Hashem Yachenu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau. The Gemara says in Tainis, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Shoyu Mahalchin Baderach Ve'en Beinehem Divrei Torah Ruim Lisarif. On the other hand, the Gemara says that you're not supposed to learn Baderach, you can get lost. So the Gemara says, yeah, it depends if it's Bi'in or Bekiyas. Hola Migras, Hola Iyune. When you're Holchei Derech, you can't learn Bi'in, because then you can get Farblunjit. You'll get Farblunjit in the Derech, you'll get Farblunjit in the Sugya, and come out with the wrong Maskana. That's Zichara, an Asain. But you're supposed to learn the Migras. Aber the Sam Rebbe said, he says, but over here it was no. It's Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. Ibalta was Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. So wherever they were in the Beis Medrash, they were able to learn even Be'ian. It's Yadua. There's a famous vort from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and it's Reb Chaim Shmulevitz L'shitosoi. We know that the Mir Yeshiva, it's over 200 years old, and the building now is being Meshupatz and Tovshin Pei Gimel. The building was in Tovshin Yud Dalet, and now Tovshin Pei Gimel. The Yeser Se'es, Ashreichem, and the Mesaskin B'dover. But we say the Yeshiva is over 200 years old. It wasn't in the same place for 200 years. It started off in Poland, Shanghai, Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but it's all in the same place. It's Al Pi Hashem Yachno, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh. They say over a Maisa that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when they were coming back after Shanghai, they were coming back. They first went to America, then they came to Eretz Yisrael. And there was a bocher that was Mamish Faloyrin that was on the boat. And it's Yidua that Reb Chaim, on the boat, wrote a sefer, Kuntris Shmaitza de Svinta. He wrote a Kuntris on Shev Shmaitza, on sefer Shev Shmaitza on the boat. And a bocher that was mamish lost, probably had lost maybe part of his family, was right after the Holocaust. Where are we? And Reb Chaim looked up, Shmaitza Gimel Perek Vov. That's where he was. So it's a very matim. There's a famous vart that they say over from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Other Rachanim say it also. Very interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos, it's a Gemara lahalocha, but you can take out of their hair from me the Gemara. The Gemara says that in the Melochas of Shabbos, there's a din of Soyser and Boine. Soyser is really Makalkel. So why is it a Melocha? So the Gemara says, because it's Soyser al Manas Livnois. But then the Gemara says, a Chiddush Ladina. Soyser al Manas Livnois is only if it's al Manas Livnois bim Koimoi. If you Soyser the building and you're doing it al Manas Livnois, the same place, the same building in the same place, that's called Soyser al Manas Livnois, and the steer itself is considered a Malacha. But if it's Soyser al Manas Livnois, Shaloi bim Koimoi, then not. Frek the Gemara, Shabbos Taflam and Aleph. How could you tell me that Soyser al Manas Livnois, Shaloi bim Koimoi? Lamasha, what would be a person with, let's say, a Soyser Abinion in Beersheba, and he's Soyser the building, but he doesn't want to rebuild in Beersheba. He wants to go build instead in Kiryat Shmona, somewhere else. So it's not Livnois Bim Koyma. It's a Frekta Gemara, but the whole Makar is from Mishkan. The Lamates Malachas is from the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, they goof a word. It was Al Pi Hashem Yachinu that they went from one place to another place. And for the Gemara, Al Pi Hashem Yachinu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. Why? Every time it was to go somewhere else. Is Rabbeinu Chanan alaf an ortha v'this says, it's a pelik, because it never happened. He says, it could be the Anami covered would come and tell them to go, and then tell them to stay where they were. It could be, you don't know, it could be b'mkoyma. When they were soyser, they didn't know what the instructions would be. Maybe the instructions would be to stay. I mean, in Parshas Masa, it never says that. They always went somewhere else, but it could have been. But the Rabbeinu Chanan, other Rabbeinu, they want to say, I've stayed in this yisoid, but you give it with a mushel. So I wrote over this mashal, I can elaborate on the mashal, a very, very interesting mashal. Let's say, Itaka, you have a lady that lives in Be'er Sheva. Sorry, I wrote over the mashal. Lives in Be'er Sheva. And she has to go all the way to Kiryat Shmona to take care of something. And it's a very big schlep. This is years ago. She has to take a bus to Ashkelon, and then a train to Yerushalayim, and then another bus to Tel Aviv, and then another bus to Herzliya. From there, a taxi to Haifa, and then from Haifa, another bus, and then a train again. The whole geschlept, and it's a hot day, and every time she's on a different bus and a different train, she's meeting with new Atzvani drivers and people, and it's a whole parsha, and she has to go all the way back after she's there for 10 minutes, has to take care of something. And someone asks her, how was your day? Where were you today? Fregnish! But she was carrying a one-year-old baby the whole time. And you ask the baby, where were you today? He says, where was I? Same place I was every day. The Yadayim shall ima. So Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, you're in the place where you're in the Yadayim shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is margish, that's where he is, that's Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, he knows and can realize that he's always was in the same place. Now we know that the Sfarim say that the Masois in the Midbar were representative of every single person goes through Membe's Masois. Every single person has his travels. And it could be maybe weighed down heavily on him, all the different tierdas that he has. He has to be here, he has to be there. But the emesis, if he realizes that it's Al Pi Hashem Yachin, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, so wherever he is, he's always the Yadayim Shel Kutchabarit. Now, this message is also b'emes brought down later in the parasha. There's a very interesting two psukim with the upside down nuns. Very big in Yonim, what it means, these upside down nuns. It's the Gemara says in Shabbos that be'emes there are not chamisha chumshei Torah, there are really seven. Chotzva amudeha shiva. Because Sefer Bamidbar Gufa is beginning of Bamidbar Tul Vayehi Ben Soya, then there's Vayehi Ben Soya itself, and then there's the Hemshech of Sefer Bamidbar. It's a shaila why it's separated. Some say these two psukim are the nevuah of Eldad Medod. Another pshat is that this is the nun. It represents that be'etzem this is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmoy. But this Sefer Bifnei Atzmoy is shaykh to the Chochmah of Shar Hanun. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the Shar Hanun. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa was only able to write 85 letters. These two psukim have 85 letters. We know that on Hilchas Shabbos, that same sugi in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Tezayin, that even a Sefer Torah that was Nisraf, that was Nivla, that is missing most of its letters, as long as it has 85 letters, it's still Matzilin Mitnei Adleika. That Sefer, we only have 85 letters. We only have those 85 letters because it's such a soidistic inyan. All we have is that. 85 is Gematria Peh, Gematria Mila. If a person is Shoymer Peh and Shoymer Bris Mila, then it's Matzil Mitnei Hadleika. That's a person can be Nitzel from the Eish. Hayetzer is from the Koyach of Peh, the Koyach of Mila, the Koyach of these 85 Oisiyas. But these 85 Oisiyas represent a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. What is this Sefer Bifnei Atzmai? What is it teaching us? It's teaching us that as we go through our masois, our travels and travails in life, whether it's a little bit of a roller coaster and sometimes we get curves and we don't know what's coming to us, but if we realize Keseder Vayehi Ben Soya Ora and Venucha Yoimar, but we realize that it's always Al Pi Hashem Yachin, always Al Pi Hashem Yiso, then we're able to taka prevail. That's the message, and that's a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. That message itself is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmai. I saw the Nesiva Shalom explains, a lot of times a person has a tremendous Melchemes Hayetzer, so he's worn out afterwards. So even if he was Matzliach and he was Oymid Ben Esoyin, and he pats himself on the back, but he's Farmat and he's worn out. Wow. He says, no, it's not. Then first, Mechayel Uchayel Venucha Yom Shuv Hashem, you continue. A person doesn't just respite with that Fakert, he wants to continue going. And that Be'emes represents the upside down nun. Very interesting. In the Kli Yokar, the Kli Yokar writes that a nun is a fish. Now a fish is supposed to swim always into the depths of the water. He wants to go deeper, not to go swim towards the shore, because from there over there he doesn't have chiyus. Over the Klal Yisrael that it says there was a peronius that they were bereich katina kabereich and beisa sefer. They were acting opposite of the fish, whereas the fish wants to taka always go and swim deeper into the yam of mayim. They were opposite. So whether you're swimming slow or fast, but at least it should be in the right direction. That it should be that the vehi ben soya should be that we want to taka get closer with our masois. What the matar of our masois are that we should become closer to Kutcha Berichu. Good.